I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's government says a drone was launched toward the prime minister's house, but there were no casualties. Sirens wailed this morning in Israel, warning of incoming fire from Lebanon. A drone launched toward the Israeli prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Caesarea killed nobody. The Israeli government said neither he nor his wife were home at the time, and there were no casualties. There are reports that an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza has left more than 30 people dead and wounded 80 others in a refugee camp.
Northern Gaza, just to give you the context, in the last few weeks, the Israeli military has been trying to evacuate the area so that they can conduct their operations against Hamas militants. Some people have done that. Many people have not been able to do that.
And that is the BBC's Jonah Fisher reporting. Donna Warden reports lower-income Americans being squeezed by those high prices.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018, but for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year. Spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. stocks rose to records to close out their latest winning streak on Friday. The S&P 500 up 0.4% of its value to squeak past the all-time high it had set earlier in the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1% to its own record set just the day before, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6% of its overall value. This is SRN News. The Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning. Here's Michael Harrington.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign, as Vice President Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the country's history. In the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. This is SRN News. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he's not convinced by Hamas claims the war has caused a serious food shortage in Gaza.
This talk about, you know, famine, food shortage in Gaza, our military, our sources say that it's not true. It's not the first time we've heard this.
In fact, Oren says, according to the Israeli military, there simply is no famine.
True, they'll claim that the, you know, per capita Palestinians in Gaza are receiving more calories today than before the war.
The U.S. this week threatened to withhold arms shipments to Israel unless more is done to address the reported humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Hamas has confirmed its leader Yahya Sinwar was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza and reiterated its stance that hostages the terrorist group took from Israel a year ago will not be released until there's another ceasefire. More details at SRNnews.com.